Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Don't you feel like you guys have reverse roles? Like you do all the cleaning, cooking, and then she does like all the...
I mowed the yard yesterday.
BJ.
Yeah, that was to get out of the house. Yes. Yeah,
I swear I did.
Jamie.
He's not kidding. My neighbor asked if he could mow my lawn because they have so many kids. He's like, I just went out of the house. Hey, I'm like, okay.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Well, here we go. Good morning. Welcome to the BJ Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC studios in Denver, Colorado, Alice 105, and the Odyssey app. You can get us absolutely free, download it for your phone. I'm out of breath this morning. I've been running back and forth to the kitchen. And man, I got to get whip myself into shape because this isn't good. I got to sit down. Wearing me out on a Thursday morning. I see it's going to get cold next week.
Yeah, really cold.
Woo. I got to blow out my sprinklers. I've been looking it up on YouTube. I think I'm going to do it myself.
You
this
are?
Year.
Yeah. You're going to get an air compressor
yeah,
and everything?
I think so.
Wow. I think you can do it.
I think I can too.
Yeah.
I've got an air compressor.
Oh, it's okay. Then perfect.
Hard. Yeah. So I think I can hook it up and blow it out, man. So I'm going to give it a shot.
Yeah.
YouTube's great, man, because you can do anything from YouTube.
You should do a video of that.
Well,
like a how-to.
So we can watch.
Let's be successful at it for year one first.
But if you screw up, that would be a good video for Facebook.
Okay, well, let's just see
then
how it goes.
Then people make fun of you.
Yeah. We'll see how it goes. All right. Somebody won the big Powerball last night.
No.
Yeah. One ticket. $478 million.
Oh, lucky.
Down in Georgia. And then there were two $1 million winners, but that wasn't Colorado either. Pennsylvania and Texas.
We've never had a big winner, right?
No.
I don't think so. Like
this
a huge
headline that I'm reading says it's just Powerball player wins, snapping state's 8-year unlucky streak. Like we've never had a winner. So we have like what, a 50-year unlucky streak?
I don't know how long the Powerball's been going. I guess. I think we've had winners before. I don't know if it's the Powerball, but we've had $30-40 million winners, right? Uh-huh. But we've never had one of these gigantic $500 million, billion-dollar winners, nothing like that. But this person in Georgia, they've got all the numbers correct, including the Powerball. 2, 15, 27, 29, 39, Powerball is 20.
I would have picked none of those numbers.
Man. I would have picked the ball.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
Why not? Because it would have been a winner. That's why. Yeah. Because I want to be a millionaire. But I forgot to buy the tickets yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah. So it kind of slipped away. So somebody in Georgia, you know, congratulations. I didn't play, so you get all the money. That's the way it works. Man, I got skipped. By the way, where's Jamie?
I don't know.
It's Thursday. She's probably putting out her cans for the neighborhood.
Well, you can put your cans out.
Yeah. She's put out her cans and been here on time. Yeah,
you could still be on time if you put your cans out.
Unless you run into a bear.
Yeah, well, I guess. A bear every day.
I haven't heard from her, so I don't know.
I don't know. I haven't heard from her either. Don't know. When we come back, man, I got the bejesus scared out of me this morning. This was
really?
Great. Yeah. Wait till you hear the story. It's bizarre.
Like leaving your house or in the parking lot?
Leaving my house, Spadil. You nailed it. I mean, I literally was reaching for the old firearm.
That's scared.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. You'll hear why.
Well, that's a little intense. Right.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, literally. And this is at my house this morning at 4 a.m.
Oh, man.
4 a.m.
Yeah.
Dark.
Bad things happen before 5 a.m.
Black cat really cross the road. Witches flying overhead. Yeah. It was really, really scary. BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Quick break. We'll be right back. Hang on right after this.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. The Odyssey app. It's free. Good morning, Jamie.
Well, hello.
How you doing?
Well, I had that thing happen. I know you guys have had it happen too, where your alarm goes off and then you turn it off and you're like, okay, I'll just sit here for five more minutes.
Yeah,
and it'll be fine. And then the next thing you know, you ask, hey, whoever, mine's Echo. Hey, Echo, what time is it? And then Echo says, it's 5:30. And you
later.
Just get up and you're like, oh my God.
The panic sets in.
Yeah.
Hey, can you do me a favor?
Sure.
Can you lift up the hat a little bit?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. But
the Botox.
It doesn't kick in for 6 days. I told you that. Yes.
It takes time.
Yeah. But I did get my cheeks done.
My bad.
I did get my cheeks done.
You did?
So, yeah, I had filler put in my cheeks.
Could it be 6 days for that, too?
No, it's in there.
Oh, it's already there?
Yeah, it's already in there. You can probably see the bruising.
Well, I see the bruising.
Yeah. So that they just build up your cheekbones a little bit.
They do look a little puffier.
That's what they're supposed to look like.
Okay, puffier. Yeah.
But I'll get into this later because I want to talk about this later in more drive time about how you girls all lie to your husbands. It's insane. It's insane.
Oh, are we going to interview my wife? Is that it?
No, I meant about Botox and fillers and stuff.
Oh
my God. Oh. Yeah, I got a whole thing. Anyway, we'll do that. We'll talk about that later.
I got a scary story for you.
I heard.
Yeah. Terrifying, actually.
Yeah.
And it caught me really off guard this morning. And I didn't know what to do. I mean, I was ready to reach for, you know, the old six shooter, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I walk out of my house and I always go in and out the garage. I don't go out the front door. And so I get to the garage, and right before, I'm about to open the garage, I kind of fiddle around a little bit, but I hear something. And I thought, well, I wonder if we got a rat or something in the garage, you know?
Right.
But nevertheless, I take my phone, I open the garage door. As soon as I'm standing there ready to go out. As soon as the garage door starts opening, I see a pair of shoes.
What?
On the outside of the garage.
No!
As the garage slowly.
No!
I swear. And
raccoons wear shoes?
As the garage door is going up, a man's legs.
No!
Yes.
Shut up.
Now, I don't know what's going to happen at this point.
And he's not moving?
No, just standing there. Nothing moves. It's like somebody planted some fake legs there or something, okay? I literally grab for my bag because
you have a concealed carry.
Yes, I have a concealed carry. I grab that, start unzipping it, and the garage keeps going up. It gets to the guy's waist, gets all the way up, and he goes, "Amigo." I'm just staring at him. He's standing. I mean, literally, like me and Carson right here. It's Amazon.
Oh.
At 4 a.m.
Well, I know that they deliver overnight, but why is he standing at your garage?
Yeah, that's crazy.
I have no idea. I guess he heard me inside rumbling around and realized somebody's, maybe he saw the light come on when I went into the garage because it automatically, you know, the garage door opened. But when that garage started up and I saw feet,
there's
no way. Freaked out.
That's kind of weird that he would just stand there.
He was just standing there, Jamie.
Yeah,
and he had
weird.
On one of those vests that you wear on the side of the road, the reflection vest.
Yeah.
And he wasn't driving an Amazon truck. He was a delivery artist independent.
Yep. Yeah.
So he's got a pickup truck that's running outside, which I couldn't hear that. I'm deaf. But I bet it scared the
crap out of you. We're lucky we're not hearing about a shooting in Littleton.
Well, especially like that time in the morning.
Yeah.
I don't want to scare anyone if I'm delivering a package. I just want to drop it off and get out of there.
I've never seen anyone delivering a package 4 a.m. I know they deliver late at night, overnight, whatever. But I've never seen anyone. But especially as the door comes up, you see feet. Then you start to see legs, and it's like,
slow motion.
And he wasn't moving. He wasn't spooked. He didn't, like, run away.
I'm surprised he didn't say, hi, I'm an Amazon delivery guy. I don't want to freak you out.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure that they do this all the time. They meet up with people all the time at the front door accidentally or garages, and that they would give you a warning. Like, just so you know, I'm the Amazon guy. I hear you in there, just so you know. You know?
Because if people get scared, you don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know, but I got the car. I was literally shaking.
I bet.
Was like, oh, my God, that guy scared me. I didn't expect, amigo.
So what'd you get?
I have no idea.
Oh.
I think it's a package that my father-in-law ordered some water filters.
Water filters?
This guy's out delivering water filters at 4 a.m.
Wait, he gets it delivered at your house?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, he's coming to my house
eventually. I know, but he thinks you need a water filter?
No. They're for a new sink area that he's ordered, and these filters fit that. So, yeah. He thinks
we're that far in the process?
I don't know, Jamie.
He's getting ready. He's like, yep, send everything over.
We haven't even put up drywall yet.
I have no idea what's going on. He just handed me the package, and I think that's what it was. I'm not sure. I was supposed to be on the lookout for the water filters all day yesterday.
Gotcha.
I couldn't even take a nap because I'm waiting on water filters. I'm like, dude.
Oh, my God.
Don't let them get away without dropping off my filters. And I said, okay, yeah, I got it. I cannot believe
this man's going to move into your basement. It's going to be a long life, buddy.
I love water filters. Yeah. Man, I got to tell you, though, that was, like, terrifying.
Yeah, I bet it was.
Yeah. I mean, I literally was reaching for the bag.
But you'd think, honestly, that they would be trained to, like, say something like, I'm Amazon, you know, something like that.
He never said a word. It got all the way up to his face. And I still didn't know who he was.
Yeah.
You know, he's standing there with like a construction vest on. And we've had these rumors around the neighborhood of break-ins.
Well, remember like the first time that I saw that was at Christmas time, around Christmas time.
Yeah.
And I was freaked out because the guy got out of the regular car with the vest on. And I'm like, oh, this is like, he is out to like kill me, you know? But no, and they just started doing that courier service about what, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
I can't stand it because you don't feel like they're official.
No,
it could be anybody.
Yeah, you don't know.
Yeah.
You have no idea.
Yeah, I need them to have one of those weird electric trucks that are hideous.
some markings.
Yeah, something.
Even put it on the side of the car because Brie and I saw someone, it was two kids. And they looked sketchy driving around when and it was like 5 o'clock at night, whatever. And they stopped at my neighbor's house. And Bree was like, I think they just got out and took a package. And I was like, really? Because that would be easy.
Yeah. You put on a couple of vests.
Exactly.
And you walk up you don't know if you're taking it because you can't, you know, you're not really paying attention.
And one of them had a hood up. And so it was hot out. I was like, why is he wearing a sweatshirt? So that was sketchy.
A hoodie, yeah.
And then we get out and I go check the porch and I was like, no, they must have just dropped off a package. So it was probably.
But it'd be easy.
Yeah. Oh, really?
You know, my theory is wear an Amazon vest and drive your beater car and steal stuff. And the other one is have a white truck with a yellow light on top.
Yeah, you can go anywhere.
I don't think I'd want to be that person that's doing the delivery at 4 a.m. by yourself out there.
I know. I agree.
Into these neighborhoods and stuff. I don't know if I'd want to be that person.
Yeah, I agree.
That doesn't even seem safe for him.
Yeah, well, obviously it was because you froze.
I did. I know what I would do in that situation. Freeze. Oh! I was like Scooby-Doo in there.
That was a test.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's train of thought.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Oh, the good old internet. You gotta love the internet. So here is the story, and that is that Liam Payne's girlfriend, Kate Cassidy, she's getting a little pushback. Like, you know, the trolls of the world are saying, you know, if you wouldn't have left him there, he'd still be alive. Of course, there's going to be those people, right? Because there always is.
That's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. Yeah. Her best friend is defending her, saying that she felt like she was in a hostage situation, basically. She was only supposed to be there in Argentina for 4 days. And so they'd already stayed a week. She was only supposed to be there 4 days. He said to her, she said to him, I'm going to go home. I want to sleep in my own bed for a couple days and I want to be with my dog. Right. I haven't seen my dog for a week. And he begged her to stay. And she said she was really kind of feeling like I want to do something else. I got to get out of here or whatever. But he begged her. And And so she called it, to her friend, a hostage situation. So she tells him she wants to leave. This is after a week. He begs her to stay. She keeps extending her trip a day, 2 days, and he just wants her to stay. And she says, I get what people are saying, that she should have stayed with her rich, famous boyfriend, but she just wanted to be home in her own bed with her dog. She wanted to come home, so eventually she says she's going home. And you know, that's...
You know, this girl's going through a lot as
yeah,
it is.
Right.
So back off.
No,
you know,
kidding.
You can't second guess some guy's going to jump out of a hotel patio or whatever.
Right. And it's not on her.
No.
It's not on her at all.
I mean, you can second guess all you want to, but she didn't know.
And she'd already stayed for, you know, a long time, way past when she was supposed to leave.
Yeah.
And she had her own life, too, back home. She had stuff to do. So, I don't know. It's kind of crazy. Rob Lowe has told Kelly Ripa, he's on the Kelly Ripa podcast, that he had a fling with Demi Moore in the 80s during their time as Brat Pack. You know, the Brat Pack.
Yeah.
But what's weird is that she ended up getting engaged, I think, to Emilio Estevez.
Yeah.
And so that must have really been, like, made Rob mad, because Rob's like, dude, I'm way hotter than Emilio. Because Rob thought he was all that. Yeah. All right. So anyway, here's some audio. Number one.
You're going to have to play it from in there, Spadil. All I have is... I love that audio.
Oh my God.
The claw.
Did you have a crush on her? Did you guys ever date? Did you all date each other? Was it like just a big romp?
There were, I mean, Demi and I briefly, and I'm not telling tales out of school. We had a thing, and then Emilio and Demi, I think, were engaged. And then we all were at her wedding. To Bruce, biggest wedding I'd ever been to up until then. I'd never been to a wedding like that. You know, and that's, I think you look, anytime you put young 20-something men and women together, hookups are inevitable. And I don't think that has changed.
I don't think it matters if they're 20.
Yeah.
40, 50, 60.
People are going to hook up regardless.
Yeah, you got your 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90.
They stay at the nursing home, they're hooking
exactly,
up.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Jelly Roll has lost 100 pounds so far. Whoa.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy, right? Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is so funny. So a bunch of us were out last night. This is so sad. So if you don't know, I'm on semi-glutide, the shot or whatever. And this male friend of mine, he's like, I'm so proud of you. You look so great. You've lost so much weight. And I'm like, thanks. He's like, and you know, you've been working so hard at it. And I start laughing and my friends are like, what? I go, he just said I've been working so hard.
Like, you've been in the gym 2 days
a
week.
I know. He's like, you've been working so hard. And I look at them. I go, he thinks I've been working. I go to the refrigerator, I grab a shot, I put it in my stomach, and I push the little syringe, and it is really, really hard.
I mean, you do have to walk to the fridge. So.
I do, yeah. So that part is, he felt so ashamed. I didn't mean to like make him feel bad, but there's been no hard work at all, yeah. Whereas Jelly Roll, though, he, I guess, is working out. How does that make me feel? Yeah, Jelly Roll has a nutrition coach. He also has a trainer, and so he's been eating right. He plays basketball. He's been boxing. I know that he's been boxing on tour with the guy who not leads the show. What do you call? Headliner. Not headliner. He's the headliner.
Yeah.
The guy who opens the show is ripped and shredded and looks amazing, and so they box together.
Oh, that's cool. And I think if you're his size, like a Lizzo, for example, that when you go on the semi-glutide, you got to work out or that extra skin.
Oh, yeah, that would be bad.
So you got to tone it up just a little bit, right?
So I don't even know if he's on semi-glutide. Has he said he is?
I'd heard he was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'd heard he'd been taking the shot as well as working out. He's doing both.
All I know is I think the motivation would be is if you're with the guy he's boxing with, the guy that took off his shirt, or oh my God, he's like, I saw him on Kelly Clarkson show, and she's like, so do you still work out? And there was a picture of him without his shirt on. And she's like, yeah, okay, so I guess you do. If you're boxing with that guy, that's motivation.
That's like your vision board.
Yeah, it is.
If you're Jelly Roll.
He literally is. And your name is Jelly Roll.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like he needs to go back to his real name, because Jelly Roll is not that motivating, you know, because all you think about every day if somebody calls you that, you're like, jelly roll. Right? It's like, yeah. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid trash.
All right, it's the BJ Jamie Morning Show. Welcome to a Thursday. Going to be around 68 degrees and sunny today.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.